Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I should have known you'd love this one. It says, am I the jerk for taking the first slice of pizza?
I need to hear the context before I make my very informed decision.
Oh my gosh. All right. So she wrote it and she says, am I the jerk? Ellie and DZ. My husband and I don't eat pizza often, but when we do, we both have equal roles in the process.
Okay.
My husband has always preheated, put the pizza in, and taken it out when it's to his perfection.
Okay.
My important role comes into play to cut the pizza. I actually really like doing it and find it really therapeutic, and my husband doesn't like doing it. What a weirdo. Anyways, she added her own little commentary there.
Right, I was going to say, I'll ignore the side comment.
Then she writes, anyways, when I cut the pizza, it's done and ready to be eaten. I always have first dibs and slices because I just cut the pizza and have had my eye on my piece the entire time.
Mm.
My husband thinks he should have dibs on the first slice because he cooked the pizza.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Am I the jerk for wanting the best piece of pizza? Is he entitled? What the hell's her name? Amanda. I had to look it up. Amanda. She wrote it on Facebook. There we go. Amanda.
Well, Amanda.
I don't know if she didn't ask to be anonymous, so it's Amanda.
I don't think she said it with a chest. She doesn't need to be held anonymous.
This made me laugh so hard yesterday, and when I read it to DZ, I go, listen to the Am I the Jerk we just got. You go, this is it.
Oh, this is gold.
This is it, because it's hysterical. So Amanda says her husband cooks it. She's the pizza cutter. She gets the first slice. He says, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
She gets the child's role in the entire pizza making process. All she does is cut it. She's eyeing her piece when she cuts it.
Well, then he should cut it.
That's why she cuts it. So she cuts it so she can pick her piece.
She comes in for the easy work and then wants all
the reward.
And he's saying, I did all the work.
When he's the one risking third degree burns to put a pizza in a scalding hot oven.
You're tripping now.
No. But for real though, he does the work. He preheats. He throws it on the rack. He throws it in the oven. He takes it out. It's all menial work.
Wait a second. Yeah, hold on. This is a frozen pizza.
It's a frozen pizza. They ain't going fresh off the rip.
She would have said he makes the sauce. No, she said he.
This ain't delivery.
She says preheated, put the pizza in,
right.
Taking it out when it's where he likes it cooked.
Right. So it's got to be a frozen za. This isn't like they out here just making fresh dough or got a dough to make and throw the ingredients on themselves. Like, we make our own pizza from scratch.
Yeah, you do.
That's why my wife gets first dibs at the slices.
Because she makes the pizza.
Because she makes the dough. She throws the zonies on. She does it all.
No. This is not happening here. Amanda says, am I the jerk for taking the first slice of pizza because all she does is cut it?
I think she is a jerk.
Really?
I do think so. Straight up, her husband does most of the work. She pulls in with the cape and a pizza cutter and goes, I'm picking my pieces.
Well, then he should cut it. I don't see the problem.
He should cut it, though.
I'm just saying.
You're not wrong. You know I'm going to go to bat for the fellas.
This is what somebody said. Quit being dramatic. Putting a pizza down on a rack is hardly work.
He risked burning himself.
She said, then somebody else texted in, why isn't every piece banging? They need to up their skills.
They don't know how to make a pizza,
You guys are so funny. People are lighting her up. How about you cut the pizza symmetrically instead of like a weirdo? As she says,
she probably does take her slices and make them the best cuts. And that's why she wants to go first. I'm calling her a jerk.
Now somebody said, not the jerk. Girl, get you some damn pizza. First world problems. Once again, we know you're in a first world. DZ said this last week. Enough with the... We know.
I'm not trying to argue from whatever country y'all are texting from, because clearly y'all in the first world too if y'all are hitting us up. What's the word, man? These are the problems we have to focus
on. Am I the jerk, okay? This is what they're fighting about in their house. They need help. What do you want from me?
Do you have fun in your life or no?
Do you like frozen pizza? You must not.
You must not.
I'm just kidding.
We love you.
Kind of. Okay, so 414-533-1037. The question is Amanda the jerk for taking the first slice of pizza? Her husband preheats, puts it in, takes it out. She's the cutter and that's it. She wants to know if she's the jerk for taking the first slice. This is so wild. DZ, I can't wait to talk to everybody next. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so we're talking about pizza today.
Lasagna life.
And Amanda wrote into the show and wants to know if she's the jerk for taking the first slice of pizza because her husband puts it in, he preheats the oven, and then she cuts it and she takes the first piece. He says, no, I get the first piece because I put it in and took it out.
Well, she said, no, I get the first piece I'm cutting my piece the way I want it.
Katie is in Oak Creek this morning. Hi, Katie. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
DZ got very passionate when I read this one to him yesterday because Amanda wrote in. I thought this was hysterical. Is she the jerk for taking the first slice of pizza?
No.
No.
Is that it?
No.
You gotta expound.
Mr. Dude over there who thinks he's Mr. Five Star Pizza Chef because he can put a pizza in the oven. If you think you're that good, let your wife try it.
Oh!
See, but she's saying she lets him cook it to his perfection.
He cooks it until the... Because pizza matters when you're making a frozen pizza. How crispy, how not crispy.
You want a little more brown, you want a little more chewy. Everybody's different, right? So he probably lets it get to his crispness.
Yep.
And then takes it out because she probably cuts it better. Mm-hmm. Right? Cuts it better. But that also might give her priority, don't it? As far as Katie's saying, at least.
I'm with Katie. I think this guy just assumes he's entitled to it, but no.
No.
If you think you're that good at making a frozen pizza, let your wife try it.
Wow.
Let her be the critic.
Okay.
Here's what somebody texted in.
Let her be Chef Gordon Ramsay.
No, he didn't cook anything.
That was a Jackson, y'all know it.
All right, Katie says not the jerk. Thanks, Katie.
Yep, have a good day.
You too, bye.
The texts say, after 20 years of marriage, I'm not only picking the first piece, I'm moving toppings to it too and blaming the cutter for moving them.
Wow. Oh, some people are aggressive out here.
Dude, if a piece of sausage falls off, it's mine.
Listen, I'm taking my cheese, my sausage, my meat, all of that. That's mine.
You know when half a piece of pepperoni falls off because you cut it?
My half.
You know what I'm talking
about. That's my half. I don't care about none of that. That's my half.
Let's go to Rico this morning in Milwaukee. Good morning, Rico.
Good morning. Wepa.
Wepa.
Somebody texted in. People actually argue about this. Have you ever been in a relationship? Yes.
Clearly not a committed one.
This is what people argue about. The stupid stuff. Like, who took the first piece of pizza?
This is what I'd rather together argue about, dog?
Even when I wasn't in a relationship, I had a roommate we'd argue about stuff like this. I mean, come on.
Oh, you ain't got no friends? You can just say that. Chill out. Chill out, Allie. Rico, buenos dias, papa. Talk to us, man.
Buenos dias. I'm saying she's a jerk because typically when you cook something, even though it was, like you said, probably a Jack's pizza, and she cut it and everything, I mean, he went through the effort of doing it, even though it's probably like $350. But, you know, let the guy get the first piece. I mean, he made the effort to do it just because she's cutting it. She feels entitled to getting the first pizza
Rico,
to make it so perfect for her.
Rico, he put it in the oven. Whoop-dee-doo.
And took it out.
I know, but he made the effort. She just made the effort to cut it in the perfect piece for herself.
So neither, for herself.
Neither, but he cooked it to perfection for himself, not for how she liked it. They're both selfish as hell.
A little bit, actually.
He's just trying to show quality cooking.
Do you know what I think the answer is? They both get their own pizza. That's my answer.
Hey, yo.
You're gonna make frozen pizza? Get two. Anyway,
get the two little mini cheese pizzas from Pick and Save.
Stop at the mini. Nobody asked for a mini frozen pizza around here in adulthood. Okay, did you ever want a mini frozen pizza when you were an adult?
Did you hear me agree with Rico when he said mini? No, I stayed quiet. I was like, I don't know what he's talking about. I've never seen those,
mini.
But okay.
Now,
Papi, we appreciate you, man. Right. He says jerk.
Yeah,
bye,
thank
Rico.
You so much. Y'all have a great day.
You too, man.
Last but not least, let's pull up Courtney in Waukesha. Hi, Courtney. Good morning.
Tiebreaker.
Hi.
Good morning.
Well, somebody texted in and said, my boyfriend likes it when I take the first piece and fill my plate first, so he knows the rest is for him.
Good spin on that, actually.
I dig that spin.
I never assumed that the rest of the pizza's for me, though. Everybody comes back for seconds.
Well,
clearly
apparently some people do. What do you think, Courtney? Who's the jerk? Is she the jerk for taking the first piece and all she did was cut it?
I think she's not the jerk because there's most likely like 11 more pieces to choose from.
At least 8.
Exactly. Depending on how you cut it.
Well, there should be 7 left, yes, if you're doing it right. Depending on how you cut it.
So now we're doing math. Okay, but she's saying not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Why, though? Please explain yourself.
There has to be so many other pieces that still look good. It's a frozen piece. All come out the same.
The frozen pizzas, they don't all come out the same, but they do in a way.
We all know there's a slice that looks better, more perfect, whether you like the little bubbly cheese that comes up and hardens over the bread, or you like the one with the most or least toppings, you a corner piece, you a cheesy piece. Everybody knows there's
that
a
part.
Piece that everybody picks as the designated best. And you're lying if you say no.
I agree with you. I eat the toppings now only, but I will grab the one that looks the best.
The most appetizing.
The best crust, the best everything, like you said.
Ding, ding,
it's exactly
ding.
How you like it. All right, Courtney, she rounds it out with not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Rico's wrong today. Have a great day, Courtney.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, I love this Am I the Jerk. You can always submit them, Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com, or, you know, slide into our DMs on Facebook. That's fine, too.
Safe.
Because that's what Amanda did. She slid in, and Amanda, you are not the jerk. Go make a pizza tonight and tell your husband. You get to take the first piece. You're welcome.
She better be cooking it top to bottom, though. That's what I know, because now she's only cutting it. No. She got to do all the work.
The texts are so funny right now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.